second time to the captaincy, what does it mean to you to get voted by your peers that captainship?
It's a unreal honor for me. It's really cool, you know, to have kind of the respect that I have for the locker room. It's cool to see they have some respect for me. So, you know, we're just a couple of guys that got named, but we have so many leaders in the locker room. It's just really cool to be a part of.
Trevor, do you find that does carry some responsibility, though, good times and bad?
I think so. And I think, you know, as I've kind of grown and developed, kind of grown into my role has kind of evolved, I'll say. But, you know, from day one, I've just tried to be a good teammate, be the best player I can be, and help guys out whenever I can.
Some high praise from Vaughn about you this week. He compared you a little bit to Manning. He said he thinks you're two times better than last year. Have you thought about how much better you can be this year?
Yeah, I think I've grown just in the off season. There's some things I wanted to work on. And, you know, I feel good about where I'm at. I feel really good about where we're at as a team. So I'm excited to get going and get into some live action.
Do you set individual goals as well, Trev? And what are the ones you can share with us?
Yeah, I'll keep most of those to myself, but I want to win. You know, that's a bottom line. I want to win, and we want to win the division. We want to make a run in the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. That's what we want to do.
Part of your attention right now in Florida with your family there, what's going on with all that?
They're doing all right. Trying to figure out if they're going to make it to the game, but I think they'll be all right. I talked to my mom yesterday, and she was getting bottled water. So they'll be all right, though. You got some got some tough people down there in Florida.
What's it like with Ruff back here? A little bit of a role reversal from last time. Maybe he's picking your brain a little bit on the offense?
Yeah, I'm helping him out. I mean, he's got exposure to the system, so he's done a really good job of picking things up on the fly. A little change in verbiage, but he's gotten a lot of it for the most part. So I'm helping him out when I can. And, I mean, he's helping me out too, so it's good.
Is it weird having him as the backup? He's a guy that the Broncos at one point wanted as the starter. Are you going to be looking over your shoulder at all?
No, I mean, for me, I'm excited to have him back. I mean, I was good friends with Brock when he was here. He's an unreal teammate, and I speak for a lot of guys in the locker room when I say that. So, you know, if you've met Brock, you know how sincere he is, you know how helpful he is. So we're just lucky to have him.
Preparing for your second season opener, does it feel different than last year? I mean, less nerves or anything?
Just, you know, that first game, there's a lot of anticipation. You got a lot of time, obviously, to think about it and go over the game plan and all those things. But I'm definitely more comfortable, I think, this year going into year two. You know, your first year, I felt good about everything. But at the same time, you're still holding on to the seat of your pants a little bit. So, like I said, like where I'm at, like where we're at, and I feel really good about it.
Can you explain how the relationship with you and Mike McCoy has come along? And when you talk about being comfortable, how much is he involved in that feeling, being a little more comfortable at this point this year?
Big time. I just think it's exposure to kind of what he's doing, how he's thinking, and what we're trying to get done. And I think just being around him more, you know, not just me, but the whole offense. And we're just kind of understanding how he's thinking things through and what our jobs is and, you know, as a quarterback, how you need to manage things. So. You know, I got to continue to grow in that aspect. And I think once we get to going into some games, that's when it'll really come along.
How much does he help you specifically this week as he was the head coach of the Chargers last year?
Yeah, he knows the personnel really well. You know, it's a new defensive scheme for him too, so that's a little different. But he knows the personnel really well, and that's helped us out quite a bit.
Do you look at Jacksonville film because of Gus Bradley as much as Charger film this week?
Yeah, a little bit, a little preseason, you know, and just the scheme in general and how they've, you know, we got some exposure to it when we practiced against San Fran. You know, not exactly the same, but some little bit of carry over there. So, you know, we got experience competing against it. I'm sure they'll have some new stuff for us we'll have to be ready for.
You know, Gus Bradley.
It's a good group. Obviously, you got to pay attention to the two edge guys that they got. But I mean, they line up. They know exactly what they're doing. They're obviously really well coached, and they play fast.
You chomping at the bit, you think, on Sunday and then Monday because you guys got to wait all forever to play Sunday, then you got to wait for that early game Monday.
Right.
It'll plenty ready by the time you finally get to kick that thing
off. Yeah, and, you know, truthfully, night games, you know, I don't get real excited about because you got all that time you're waiting around. You know, when you wake up the day of the game, you just kind of want to get going, but it'll be a long weekend, especially watching all those games Sunday, but we got plenty of work to do, so we'll stay busy.
How does going up against Von Miller and some of the pressure guys on this defense every day in camp help you when you guys see guys like Bosa and Ingram on Monday night?
Huge. I mean, it's an advantage for us for sure competing, you know, in camp, OTAs, all that stuff, but, you know, at the same time, they're not hitting you, so it's not not the real deal exactly, but it's good. I mean, you feel it from those guys in practice, Von and Shaq, and, you know, before Shane was hurt. So it's a little taste of what we'll be going against.
I know you're not big on attention, but for the last week, everyone's talking about Paxton's future and Kyle will be making the team, and then Brock is back. Kind of weird being the starter and the least talked about quarterback in Denver?
You know, not really. I mean, no, I don't know that at all. So, yeah, but happy for Kyle. I think Kyle's got a good opportunity over there. I think he's going to do well. I'm rooting for him. You know, good to have Brock back, obviously, and Coach Musgrave's done a good job kind of keeping everything stable and keeping us on track. So we're in a good spot.
Are there any challenges for you as a quarterback not knowing who the starting left guard is?
I don't think so. I think, you know, throughout, you know, spring and camp, we've rolled through with everybody. So there's a comfort level there that I have, you know, with all those guys. You know, not even just left guard, just, you know, tackles rolling in. If we got Connor playing center, so feel good about all those guys.
What kind of progress do you see from Garrett Bowles making him ready for Monday night?
Yeah, he's done well. I mean, as a rookie, it's just getting reps, right? You got to get reps to improve. I mean, obviously there's a lot of talented guys, but until you get, you know, live action and you stub your toe a few times and make some mistakes, it's hard to pick it up, so. He's grown a lot, and, you know, I'm sure he'll continue to grow throughout the season. You know, I'm excited for him.
Bowles repeatedly talks about, you know, if anyone touches Simi, they've got a problem with me. Is that kind of swagger? What kind of confidence does that give you when you're sitting there?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. You know, he's got...
Much appreciated.
Yeah, he's... it's good to know he's got my back. I'm glad he's on our side, but... He's been great. All those guys, there's great leadership in that room too, so that's helped him out quite a bit with Matt Menelik, you know, Ron, Alan coming in, Max playing next to him, whoever it is. Those guys have helped him out a ton, so he's in a really good spot.
Okay, thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, guys.